saw you called me like an hour ago. Are you good? Are you still coming to the party? It's at 4 Millwood Lane. I know it's snowing and all, but like, it's quite concerning that you're not responding. Just call me back.
Welcome back to the Midnight Drive. I'm sorry that it has to be this way. But it's important that you know. Haven't you ever questioned why you were in the car for so long? Who was behind the voice that's talking to you? Or did you think that it was just some kind of show? Perhaps it is, and maybe it's all in your head, or this is real, and I'm directly talking to you out there. All I know is that it's time to clarify some things. Tell you what, why don't you look out your window again? What do you see? Or more importantly, what do you feel? There's nothing. No wind. No air. No sky nor clouds. Nothing. Not even the sensation of feeling the cold on your skin. Or the feeling of breathing dense air into your lungs and out. If you stuck your hand outside the window, it would feel like nothing. No sensations at all. Imagine a vacuum where all human senses are completely eliminated. It's just nothing. Can't see, can't hear, can't taste, touch, feel anything. Outside, there's nothing. Do you see that light coming up ahead? Try driving towards it. It's breaking out of the nothingness of this void and bringing some sort of guidance to you. Like a tunnel almost. Perhaps you're in one right now. And forward is the only way to get out of it. But let me ask you this. While being guided, there's a certain question that arises on being surrounded by nothing. And it has to deal with this very existential question of life and death. Specifically, what does it mean? Why are we here? Why do you have to do the things you have to do? Why do you have to go through the things you have to go through? And then, what? Nothing? Is that it? Just dissipating into a void. All of those emotions, feelings, sensations just gone like that. In the blink of an eye. Over what? Anything? People have tried to understand it before. Be it religion, rituals, writing, music, art, anything that can give one some sense of comfort, purpose, reason. It's human to want to know things and have all of the knowledge possible to understand what's going on. And I think the struggle becomes accepting the fact that we might never know. Yet, it's also a balance. It's a terrifying feeling to not know what is to come, what is going to happen. But it's also exciting to be alive in the moment, to be aware that the things that you feel, be it sad or happy, positive, negative, are good. It's unique. It's personal to the human experience. To all experiences, really, but for the sake of just perspective right now, the human one, where you get to live that out, go back in your memories and explore what it felt like to be alive, what it feels like to be alive, what grass feels like on your feet walking barefoot, or the sound of wind rushing through trees and birds chirping. The atmosphere that is created of things being alive, it literally breathes. And there's kind of a beautiful balance between the atmosphere of things that are alive and active and the nothingness of a void. And I think staying with the impending doom feeling of this void, this nothing, could ruin that experience. It could ruin that positivity, for lack of a better word. People try so hard to avoid something that is bound to happen. We know it's going to happen eventually. We don't know what will happen. We just know that you leave and don't know where you go. But it doesn't necessarily have to be either. Because the moment that you let go, of the need to understand everything in the universe, every single fact, event, just trying to find that reason in a situation that doesn't necessarily have one. Once you let that go, it's a freeing experience. It's something where you can really be a lot. Think about the swimming with the floaties on your arms. In that impending moment of being thrown into the water, right about to sink, and then coming back up. The buoyancy of the floaties that bring you right to the surface, and you're in a constant state of suspension and fear, not knowing if you're gonna sink or you're gonna float. Now let's take a look back. Not in the moment, outside of it. And one realizes that you were going to float the whole time because those things were there to protect you, or someone was in the pool with you to pick you up. There was never any danger, but in that perspective, there is. But let's focus on that moment between the surface and the water, where if the water is the void, the surface is then the experience of being alive. Both are important. Both work in harmony. There's an entire ecosystem underwater, just like there's ones above it. We fear the depths because we're not supposed to be there. Humans cannot breathe water. So why would we go into an entirely different kingdom? People go to space because it's something to explore. People go underwater because it's something else to explore and find. I think it's all the same question. Just like it is here with death and life, with the void and the atmosphere. It's questioning. It's wonder. It's that feeling of needing to have an adventure, to go out and explore. And have an understanding for everything. And it's the same grapple with wanting to experience everything possible and then fearing the experience itself. Wanting to have all of the knowledge in the universe, but then not being able to understand it. Because what do you do if you have every single piece of information? How do you even process that? People think of things in their own perspectives. How are they supposed to understand something that they can't even perceive? It's impossible. At least we think it's impossible. That's coming out of my own perspective. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm even right. That's the fear. That's the scary feeling. You're looking outside at nothing, and that's terrifying. But is it terrifying because there's nothing there, or is it terrifying because you don't understand it? Is it the fear of not understanding? Is it the fear of what's actually there? Is it the fear of death itself? Or is it the fear of the unknown? Not knowing where you're going to go. Getting closer, and the the snow's coming right back. Wind's howling. Nothing but ice and a complete whiteout of snow bursting right onto the car windshield. How do you feel right now in this moment? Do you feel cold at all? Do you feel anything? How did you feel when your car hit the snowbank? When you spun out of control? Was it worth rushing to get to where you were going? Not that it was your fault. You didn't know. It's okay. There's that moment of a decision in which you question whether or not the weather's gonna hold. Something completely out of your control, and yet you think, no, it'll be okay. I can get through it. It's not gonna happen to me. Well, look what happened. Do you see it? Do you remember? Do you remember what happened? The phone call that you got? Where you were going? Why you're even here? Where you're going now? The cabin, the party, friends, family, a major event, something that you were looking forward to for weeks. But knowing that the weather was acting up, people who were there already before you and you were running a bit late, maybe thinking, no, it's okay, I'll be able to beat it, no problem. I'm used to driving in this weather, things happen. Do you remember that event? Do you remember even being there? You think those people were still waiting for you to get there? I guess the real question is, did you ever stop to think about the nature of your reality? Of this one in particular? How you've been perceiving your existence this whole time, throughout this entire drive right now? Have you done this before? Are you really in a car right now? Is this even a car? Or is this just a way for you to wake up? To get back to where you really belong? I asked you before about time. Whether you remember or not, but that's okay. Have you thought about that at all? How time is truly working? Is it linear? Or is it all really just happening all around us? Looks like the snow is starting to finally stop. I think you're gonna get to where you're going. Just think about it for a while and let go. It'll be okay. But let me ask you this. Where are you right now?